Take your Bibles this morning, turn to Romans 8:37. I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to read from Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. Romans 8:37 and Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. In Romans 8:37, the Bible says, of the Apostle Paul speaking here, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." More than conquerors. Then in Deuteronomy 31:8, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." My. We fear a lot of things in this life. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about our fears. And everyone has them. But you know, over 60 times in the King James Bible, you're told to fear not. Fear not. So how do we get around that? The natural man, it wants to fear, but that's where the spiritual comes in. The Lord says to fear not. We fear a lot of things. And, I've found that a great majority of our fears are unfounded. I told a lady one time, I said she was fretting over this and worried to death about this, worried about her daughter, worried about this and that. And I said, "Why don't you write down, take a piece of paper and write down 10 of your worst fears, 10 of the things that you fear today, write them in order, what you fear the most down to the 10th one." And she did that and said, "I'm going to put this in a drawer over here and we'll look at it here in about a month." And we did that. And you know, when we got back to that list, I think maybe one, if any, of those fears ever became a reality. Yet we fear. It's hard to get that out of us. There are a lot of things that we fear, and the Bible says not to fear. Fear not. But even as Christians, we're going to fear. We fear for our families. If you're a parent here today, I guess you probably fear most for your children. Oh, my boy, I put my mama through some times. I put my mama through some times. My mama, if I came in at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, my mama, "Is that you, Tom?" She knew when every child got home. She knew when all those kids were in the fold. I had a praying mama. Oh, boy. I heard a story about a woman told a preacher one time, says, "Oh, if a preacher, if anything ever happened to one of my kids, I don't know what I'd do." And the preacher said, "Well, Miss Jones, you don't have any kids, do you?" She said, "No, but if I did and anything ever happened to them," you see, that's how it gets. Sometimes we fear for the sake of fearing something. And you've got to watch out for that thing. And it's a natural thing for a parent to worry about their kids. And I remember 11 years old, I was playing in a rock and roll band. What's that about? Well, everybody was teenagers. They needed a singer, and I'd sing that jailhouse rock and those old rock and roll songs. And that's what I did. And everyone else in the group was teenagers, but I was in the band at that age, and every weekend we're playing at teen parties. And most of those folks were older than me, so they didn't really expect me to get involved with some of their craziness. And a fellow said, even though I was exposed to all that, a fellow said, "Well, where was your mama?" My mama was home on her knees by her bedside praying for me. My mama knew that God had to take care of me. She had 4 boys. Around that same time, my brother Aubrey had enlisted in the U.S. Navy. I never did get that. He had signed a record deal with King Star Day Records. I had a song that's in a lot of songbooks called Family Reunion, a lot of the songbooks today. He joined the Navy. My mom feared for his safety. But see, we were Christians and we were God's kids too. You know, your kids are God's kids too. Psalms 127:3 says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Hey, my mama was on her knees reminding God that I needed looked after. Watch him, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. Watch over him. One of my preacher buddies' mother died several years ago. He told me that he got a call from the funeral home, and the funeral home asked him, said, "What was wrong with your mama's knees?" And the preacher said, "Well, nothing that I know of." He said, "But they have big, thick calluses on the knees." That'll make your hair stand up, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. A praying mama. What kept me out of trouble? That's where my mother was, on her knees, crying out to God. Take your Bibles, turn to Matthew 18. Brother Gabbard touched on some kind of spooky stuff this morning that you don't hear much about. How many have ever heard one say, "Well, his guardian angel must have been looking after him today"? Anybody ever heard that? Matthew 18 in verse 10. Said, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." My, my, my. What's that mean, preacher? I'm not sure exactly what it means, but here is exactly what the Lord said. It says, "Your children have angels that behold the face of the Father." You do with that whatever you want to do with that. But God says, that God tells you this morning to fear not. I'd have never made it without my mama's prayers and the Lord being sensitive and hearing that prayer. Now, many of us have a fear of failure. It's a common fear, failure as a husband, failure as a wife, failure as a dad or a mother. Many are fearful right now, this time of this pandemic. We're fearful of losing our job. We can't work. What are we going to do? Some are fearful, you know, this church belongs to God. Whether it stays healthy is up to the folks to send in their tithes and their offerings. Otherwise, you know, whatever. That's God's business. God tells us to pray and to win souls and to work on personal holiness. Read the Bible. Keep doing those things. Just keep on keeping on and fear not. Fear not. But to the natural man, those are realistic fears that we have. I'm not saying they're not realistic, but that's where the spiritual comes in. We have to rise above that which appears to be really troubling is not such a big deal to the Lord our God. Is anything too hard for God? Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." I remember the great fiddle player, Chubby Wise. He was a friend of mine. He loved the Lord. Chubby Wise went from stage. He was co-writer of the Orange Blossom Special. Chubby would say from stage, says, "The way I look at it," and that's how he talked, said, "The way I look at it, I've got enough money to last me the rest of my life, providing I die before breakfast." And that's kind of how it is. But we worry about those things, and that's okay. Now, what did the Lord say about that stuff? Well, if you look in Matthew 6:31, what the Lord says about all those worries and all those fears over these material things that we get so concerned with, he said in Matthew 6:31, "Therefore take ye no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek." That's the lost world. The Gentiles seek. "For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things." Now the Bible said in Exodus 11:7 that God puts a difference between his people and the people of the world. He does. Did you happen to notice what it said in that verse I just read, verse 32? It says, "Your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of all these things." Hey, the lost world does not have a heavenly Father. Brother Gabbard talked about that in Sunday school. They have a creator, but they lost that family relationship with the Lord their God the moment Adam sinned. God withdrew his image, his spirit from Adam and Eve. And every man and woman born after that, everyone born after that, the Bible says, Adam, were created in Adam's image. He begat sons and daughters after his image and after his likeness. It's not until a man is born again is that spirit of God renewed and that image of God renewed. The Bible says in John 1:12, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. My. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Preacher, I never heard that. There's a lot of things you've never heard because you don't read your Bible. All right. Hush, preacher. It's getting toward Thanksgiving. I want to hear some warm and fuzzy stuff. Well, hey, you have a heavenly Father, and he knows what you need, and he knows what you don't need. Romans 8:15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We fear for our families. We fear failure. We fear the future. Many fear the future of America. Our country's been sliding down a slippery slope of ungodliness. And now our country has embraced godless leaders, godless culture, a culture that's anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-church, anti-truth, an elitist culture that looks down their nose at anyone who professes to believe in Jesus Christ. That's just how it is. We fear the end of what this country is becoming. And I guess we should. My dad got shot up in World War II. Phil's dad won a Silver Star on Iwo Jima, one of those things, Guadalcanal. He was in all those great Marine Corps battles in World War II. Amen. We fear a lot of things. And the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. If you've got Jesus Christ this morning, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. David said in Psalm 57:2, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God who performeth all things for me. Maybe you need to let God perform some of that stuff for you instead of trying to do it in your own strength. Paul said, to will is present with me. I want to do good. I want to succeed. But how to perform that which is good I find not. God never gave you your will to perform with. He gave you your will to submit with. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God who performeth all things for me. What a thing to say. The Lord told Joshua, Joshua 1:9 said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Man, that ought to set you free. Jesus said, fear not. Yet still we fear. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, he said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yet we still fear. Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I wrote a song based on that verse. I had one of my close friends in Miami, Florida. He was a homicide detective, Mickey Robertson. Mickey is one of the best policemen I ever knew, a great big Irish, whiskey-drinking Irish Catholic cop, boxed in the Navy. He's a tough guy, like a boy in a china shop. In about 3 weeks before he died, I led him to the Lord at my kitchen table. That simplicity of Christ, man, it's like a light came on. And just before Mickey retired, he had a massive heart attack and died. So I'm on the airplane going to do his funeral service, great big police funeral in Miami, Florida. And I think it's a week they had the big jet crash in the Everglades, Value Jet, and it happened to be the same airline that I was flying on, obviously. And there I am, we're flying at how many thousand feet? Probably about 600 miles an hour, and all of a sudden that plane started. And I looked out the window, we're going through some turbulence, some wind, and looked out there, and those wings looked just like that. Those, my man. And I wrote a song called Wind, Don't You Know? Wind, don't you know that my Lord walks with me? Storms, don't you know that my Lord calmed the sea? Death, don't you know that my Lord holds the key? I will not fear what God, what man shall do unto me. Born Again recorded that song. I think the Wildwood Valley Boy recorded that song. Man, the Lord's with you today. If you're a Christian, you're born again, a child of God. But we have fears. Many of us, we have the pandemic going on. Many fear failing health. COVID-19, man. Wear a mask. Shut everything down. Run for your lives. Cancel school. Cancel church. Cancel Thanksgiving. Leave the liquor stores open, but cancel everything else you want to cancel. But whatever you do, don't cancel. Don't cancel cable TV. A fellow said, well, man, this thing is real. It's killed over 5,000 in Indiana, and it is real. He's right. The Lord says, fear not. He didn't say to be stupid about it, but he says to fear not. You take the precautions you need to take to protect you and your family. He said, well, I'm not worried about me. How about your kids? You worried that those kids need a father? Kids need a mama. I'm just saying that. You know, it's your choice. But the Lord said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Man's got a lot of fears. For many, I guess the greatest fear is the fear of death. Several years ago, I was walking, making some rounds through Ripley Crossing Nursing Home there in Milan. It's been a few years, and there's a lady who I knew, and I saw her in her bed, and I walked into that room and walked up to her, and I knelt down by her bed, and I held her hand, and she began to weep. She began to weep in her 80s. She said, Tom, I'm scared to death of dying. I'm scared of dying. As we knelt there by her bedside, I went through the scriptures with her. And she prayed that day, asked the Lord to have mercy on her soul. And all of a sudden you could see that countenance change in that woman. That countenance change, perfect love casteth out fear. That fear, you could see it leaving her. She'd gone to church. But some of those churches teach you that you can never know about salvation. What a cruel thing to do. John said, these things have I written to you that you may know, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. That's 1 John 5:13. Sure you can know. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Peter said, surely I must put off this mine tabernacle to an inheritance undefiled and incorruptible and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for me. Job said, I know my Savior, Redeemer liveth. I will see him. Fear. Job said this. You know what all Job went through. He said in Job 3:25, "For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me." The Bible says, "And that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment." Hebrews 9:27, remember, the Lord said you need to, don't fear he can, the one can destroy your body, but the one that can destroy your soul in hell. Fellow said, "Well, I don't want to hear all that stuff. That depresses me." You better get depressed, big boy. The fear of death is very real. Job's friend Eliphaz saying to Job in Job 4:14, "Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. If I stood still, I could not discern the form thereof. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker?" Woo! Eliphaz said to Job in Job 5:8, "I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause." You know how to get rid of that fear of death today? You know how to get rid of that fear of the pandemic? You need to trust Jesus Christ and give it to God. You know, the only rebuttal to the fear of death is the joy of salvation. You're never going to get from point A to point B without faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He provided a way for you to go to heaven. Eternal life. Bible says, in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah said, "Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you," Isaiah 44:8, "have not I told you, told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There is no God. I know not any." The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." It's at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You want peace? You want to eliminate some of those fears you have today? Trust Jesus Christ. Paul said, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For God so loved the world." Oh, that verse, I think of the story. Mickey Mantle, my wife was a Mickey Mantle fan. She grew up as a little girl at the ballpark in Lakeland, Florida. Was it Lakeland or Winter Haven? Lakeland, and the Detroit Tigers played their winter ball there. And the Yankees played there through the winter, and she got to be, she was known by all those professional ball players, famous ball players, that little girl at the ballpark. Cute little girl, I think. And she had autographs from Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and Whitey Ford and all that group, great ball players. And Mickey Mantle was dying. And Bobby Robertson, the second baseman, went to see Mickey Mantle, and Bobby was saved and his wife was saved. And they witnessed the gospel of Jesus Christ to Mickey Mantle. And they left him that day, and they came back just before Mickey died, and they walked in the room, and Bobby Robertson's wife, Bobby Richards, I got it wrong. Bobby Richards, for all you baseball fans out there. But the point is, she knelt down by Mickey's bedside and said, "Mickey, if you died tonight, what would you say to God that would enable you to get into heaven?" And said in a broken voice, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." My, my, my. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You know, want to eliminate some of those fears? 62 times the Bible says, "Fear not." Yet still we fear. Everyone stand up this morning. The best way to get rid of those, only rebuttal to that fear, is the knowledge and joy of your salvation. To those that no matter what happens, no matter what, that you're in the arms of God and God still loves you and God has promised you eternal life. Standing on the promises of God my Savior, that's what I'm doing this morning. A God who cannot lie. The Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? No matter what befalls me, if I lose my wife, if I lose my husband, if I lose a child, I thank God for the promise of eternal life. Maybe you've got some fears today. Maybe you need to get this thing right between you and the Lord. Get this salvation thing out of the way. Confirm it. Get it out of the way. As we sing, the altar is open this morning.